This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Maseches Ksubos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah gave four cases. The Mishnah talked about a woman who Nechasim fell to her before Erusin, and then did Erusin. So then Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree she could sell it L'chadchila, and it stands. Then the Mishnah discussed a case where a Yerusha fell to her after Erusin, and in Erusin, Beis Shammai says she could sell them L'chadchila, Beis Hillel says she can't, but if she sold the Diavet, everyone agrees it's okay. That case, Rabbi Huda said that the Chachamim challenged Ram Gamliel, that why is it a valid sale? You're marrying the woman, you're zoicha in the woman, so the husband should be zoicha in the nechasim. To which Ram Gamliel said, look, I don't even understand why any Yerusha that she gets after Nesuin, she can't sell. I'm embarrassed about that case. Now you want to know why she's allowed to sell Nechasim that fell to her before Nesuin. Then we have a third case, that if Nechasim fell to her after Nesuin, everyone agrees that it's not a good sale and the Baal could take it from the Lekuchais. If it fell before Nesuin, and then she does Nesuin, Ram Gamliel says it is a valid sale. Rav Chanina ben Akavia said that the Chachamim said to Ram Gamliel, well, why would it be a valid sale? You're zoicha in the woman, so you should be able to be zoicha in the Nechasim. To which the Chachamim said back to that, Ram Gamliel said back to that, I don't even understand why if it fell to her after the Nesuin, she can't sell it. These are the four cases of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Lefnei Ram Gamliel. Rabbi Huda said that the Chachamim said to Ram Gamliel, Iboilu Rabbi Huda al Charchila Oyadi Yaved. Here's a $1 million question. What is Rabbi Huda talking about? Is Rabbi Huda talking about that let's go to case two. Case two is it fell to her after Erusin. So Beis Shammai says she could sell L'Charchila, and Beis Hillel says she can't sell L'Charchila, but if she sold it B'dieved, it stands. So Rabbi Huda said back, why? If you're zoicha in the woman, why are you not zoicha in the nechasim? So is the question, why does Beis Shammai say you're allowed to sell L'Charchila? Or is the question, why does Beis Hillel say it's a good sale B'dieved? That's the question. So Tashma, come in here. The Tanya, Rabbi Huda said, Amru lefnei Ram Gamliel. The Chachamim said before Ram Gamliel, Hoyel vezu ishtai. Since this is his wife, and this is his wife, and Nesua is his wife, and Arusa is his wife. Just like a Nesua, if she sells it, it should be batal. Avzu, so in other words, Hoyel vezu ishtai, zu machra batal. This one, the sale is batal. Avzu machra batal, meaning just like a Nesua, the sale is batal, by an Arusa, the sale should be batal. Ah, that seems to indicate that Rabbi Huda's question, the question is, why is it good b'di'eved? Meaning not why does, we're asking why is it even good b'di'eved? Not why does Beis Shammai sell you could sell l'charchila, but we understand why it's good b'di'eved. We don't even understand why it's good b'di'eved. Amar Lahan, Ram Gamliel said back, al hachadosh manu b'ishem, regarding what she inherits newly after Nesuin, we don't understand why it's not a good sale. Elashat Megalgin Alenos Hayshanim, but you have a problem why it's not a good sale after Erusin. But from here, from this discussion, we see the issue was on the sale b'di'eved. Shema mina di'eved kamar. From here we see that the question that Rabbi Yehuda had was on the din that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say that it's a good sale b'di'evet. Shema Amina, this in fact is a proof that the question is on b'di'evet. Okay, weiter. Okay, now we quoted a b'raisa, so now we're going to learn the rest of the b'raisa. Tanya, we learned in a b'raisa. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, now if you look back in the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said over a question they asked on Ram Gamliel, why, if it property fell before Nisuin and then she did Nisuin, Ram Gamliel says it's a valid sale. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said that they said to Ram Gamliel, well, if you're Zoich and the woman, why would it be a valid sale? You should be Zoicha in the Nechasim. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, Loikach Hashivan Ram Gamliel Chachamim. This is not what Ram Gamliel said to the Chachamim. In other words, if you look in the Mishnah, Ram Gamliel says to the Chachamim, well, we don't even understand why property that fell after Nisuin she can't sell. Certainly on property before Nisuin, we don't understand. So now, Rav Chanina ben Akavya says, this is not what Ram Gamliel said to the Chachamim. Elakach Hashivan. This is what he said to them. You know, the Chachamim said that what a Arusa sells should not be good like by a Nesua. So Ram Gamliel did not have to say anything about that. Look at Rashi. Loi kach hashivan. Ba'oid shadan alfanu b'maycheres ba'oid Arusa. When they're discussing her sale, when she's still in Arusa, he didn't have to respond al chadoshim anu boishim, because he didn't have to say, well, I don't even understand why she can't sell as a nesua, then certainly she should be able to sell as an arusa. Because there's a simple differentiation. One is an arusa, one is a nesua. So what did he answer? Meaning, if you look in the Mishnah, Ram Gamliel, the Rabbanan said to Ram Gamliel, "Ho v'zacha b'isha lo yiska b'nechasim." So Ram Gamliel said back, "Well, I don't even understand the nesua." He didn't have to say that. He could have said very simple. What do you mean, "Ho v'zacha b'isha lo yiska b'nechasim"? That might be true if it fell after Nesua, not if it fell, not by an Arusa. Let's see for a moment. This is continuation of the previous Braisa. In the previous Braisa, where the Chachamim are arguing to Ram Gamliel that an Arusa and a Nesua, just like a Nesua, the sale is batal. An Arusa, the sale should be batal. In that case, by an Arusa, Ram Gamliel did not have to say back, he didn't have to respond, if we're embarrassed about the new, we should say the same thing by the old, because there's an obvious distinction between a Nesua and an Arusa. The idea al ha-chadoshim anu boishim is only needed for a different question. What is that? Elakach hashivan. Loi. It's not true. Emamartim b'nesua. If you said it by nesua, that the sale is batal, you know why? Shekein bala zakoi b'metziyasa uv'masi adeh uv'afars nadareh. By nesua, the sale is batal because the husband has full rights. Because the husband is allowed to have what she finds, is allowed to have her ma'asi adayim, he has rights to be made for her nadarim. Toimer ba'arusa, are you going to say that the same din should apply by Arusa she'ein bala zakoi, that the bala is not zoicha loy b'mitziyasa, not in what she finds, v'loy b'masi adeha, not in her handiwork, v'loy b'hafaras nadarah, not in being made for her nadarim. That's what Ram Gamliel responded. Ram Gamliel didn't respond al hachadashim anubayshim. He said, how could you compare an Arusa to Nesua? By Nesua, the Baal has full rights. He is Zoicha in what she finds. He is Zoicha in her handiwork. He is Zoicha in being made for her Nadarim. Toimru ba'arusa, are you going to say that by an Arusa the same din would apply? She'ein Baala zakoy la b'metziyasa v'loy ma'asiyada v'loy b'hafars Nadara. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said, Rebbe, my master, machrola ad shalei nisais. That might be true if she sold it before Nisuin. So then you could say the husband doesn't have rights, so it should be a valid sale. But nisais v'achar machra, mahu. But what if she first was a Nisua, and then she sold it? Mahu, what would the halacha be? So that, to a Nisua, Rav Gamliel said, even in that case, she could sell it l'chadchila. By the way, if you look in the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel never said that a nesua could sell l'chadchila. He said if she sells it, it's good b'diavad. But the Gemara is going to ask on that. Amrulai, so they said, why would that be? If he is zoicha in the woman, lo yiskim nechasim, should he not be zoicha in the property? Amar lahem. So he said to them, alachadoshim anu boishin, regarding the new Yerusha, we're embarrassed. We don't understand why it's not a good sale. Elashaatem magalgan aleinu seishanim. You want to say that it should apply to before nesuin? Meaning, To that, Rav Gamliel responds, I don't understand why if it fell to her after Nisuin she can't sell, let alone before Nisuin. When it comes to the case of an Arusa, Rav Gamliel didn't have to respond that we're embarrassed about Nisuin, so why are you extending the argument to Erisin? To that he answered very simply. He answered much, much clearer. He answered, you can't extrapolate from Nisuin to Arusa, Erisin, because Nisuin, the Baal, has full rights. Erisin, he doesn't have full rights. He only needed to say, well, I don't even understand why if it fell to her after Nisuin she can't sell it, for a case where it fell to her before Nisuin and then Nisuin takes place. So now the Gemara asks, wait a second. Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah never said that after Nisuin she could sell l'charchil, he just said it's good b'dieved. And we're quoting a braisa that Rav Gamliel is saying that after Nisuin, Moicharas v'naisenas v'kayam. Says the Gemara, v'hanan t'nan, but we learned in the Mishnah, shalei nisseis, the nisseis, if it fell before Nisuin and she got married, that if she sold it and she gave it, it stands. So that implies it's good b'dieved. But we just quoted a braisa according to Rav Gamliel. She could even sell l'chadchila. So Gemara says, we'll just change the gersa in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Zid, Tani, we learned, teach, she's allowed to sell it even l'chadchila. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says like Kasha, it's not Shver. Ha Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Ram Gamliel. The Mishnah, this one, is Rabbi Yehuda according to Ram Gamliel. In the Mishnah, it's only valid b'diavad. Ha Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia Aliba de Ram Gamliel. But the Braisa is Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia according to Ram Gamliel. So Rabbi Yehuda, his opinion, according to Ram Gamliel, is that it's only good b'di'eved if it fell before Nisuin. And Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, according to Ram Gamliel, is that it is good. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia's opinion is that it's good even l'chadchila. Frekti Gemara, but Beis Hillel would never say you could sell l'chadchila. He doesn't even hold you could sell it l'chadchila if it fell after Erisin. If you look back in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel doesn't even hold you could sell a chachila after Erison. Only Beis Shammai does. So if it fell before Nesu'in and then Nesu'in took place, the only one who could possibly say you could sell a chachila would be Beis Shammai. So is Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia going like Beis Shammai? Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia ke Beis Shammai? Is Chanina ben Akavia going like Beis Shammai? Says Gemara Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Lo nechleku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel al davar zeh. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia would dispute what the Mishnah said that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued. He would say they never argued. That even Beis Hillel would say you could sell a charchila. Next case. Adin. Rishmol da'amri tarvayu. Rav and Shmuel, they both say, Bein shenafullah nechassim ad shalei nesarsa. Whether nechassim fell before Erison, Bein shenafullah nechassim mishnas asa, or nechassim fell after Erison, v'niseis, and you did nesuin. Once you do nesuin, habal moitz miyad alekuchais. The husband could take it out, away from the buyers. So, if it fell before Erison, or after Erison, before Nesu'in, and then you did Nesu'in, the husband could take it away from the buyers. So the question is, who is that like? The Mishnah said, Misha Nesarsa, Nafula Misha Nesarsa, the Mishnah says that after Erison, Mishnah is Arsa, Beis Shammai says you could sell it, Beis Hillel says you can't sell it, but if you sold it, everyone says it's good. But if you inherit it before Nesu'in and then Nesu'in, Rav Gamliel says it's valid. There is an opinion in the Mishnah that it's not valid, but here we're learning that the Baal could take it away from the Lekuchais, Kaman, to Loik Rabbi Yehuda, V'loi Rav Chanina ben Akavia. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rav Chanina ben Akavia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a good sale by the Eved. According to Chanina ben Akavia, it's good even lechatchila. So who does that halacha go like? Rav and Shmuel. Who do they go like? Says Gemara, Inu da'amri k'Rabbi Sinu. They go like the Chachamim. What do the Chachamim say? The Tanya, Rabbi Sinu, Chazru v'nimnu. The Chachamim retracted. And they voted. Meaning they counted up their various opinions, and they came to the following conclusion: Bein shenafla shon tesares, whether it fell before us, and bein shenafla mishenasarsa, or if it fell after us, and venisus, and she did nesuin. Bottom line is, after nesuin, the baal can be moitz miyad halakuchas, the baal moitz miyad halakuchas. Now the Mishnah said, mishenisus ilu ve'ilu maidim. After nesuin, if the nechasim fell after nesuin, everyone agrees. The husband can be moitzi miyad halakuchais. So Gemara says, what? The Mishnah says that if she sold it after Nesu'in, the husband can be moitzi miyad halakuchais? Isn't that takanas usha? That's from the Mishnah? Did that not come much, much later from the Chachamim of Usha? Dam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, Be'usha hiskinu. In Usha they made a takana. Ha'isha shamachra b'nichsei milug b'chai bala, that a woman that sells her nichsei milug, the property she brought into the marriage while her husband is alive, habal moitz miyad alekuchais. So this cannot be the din of the Mishnah because it was not until a much later takana of Usha. Says Gemara, masnisin b'chayeha ulaperos. When the Mishnah says the Baal could be moitz miyad halakuchais, you know what that means? That while the wife is alive, the husband has rights to the peirois. So if she sells it, the husband could be moitzi the peirois miyad halakuchais. But Usha was masakin that after the husband, that the woman dies and the husband gets the guf hakarka, he could take the guf hakarka away from the lekuchais, something he couldn't do b'chaya. Takana susha begufa shel karka, the takana busha is in the actual land, ula'achamisan, after her death. Now, the Mishnah concluded that Reb Shimon holds, what is she allowed to sell, what is she not allowed to sell? The Reb Shimon makes a difference between whether the nechasim were known to the husband or not known about. What's the difference? If he knew about it, then he married her on condition, sort of, so to speak, that she can't sell it. If he didn't know about it, he never married her with that condition. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, Yiduin, what does it mean known about and not known about? Yiduin mikarkoi. Known about is land. Land is something that the name of the owner remains on forever. She'enon yiduin, what does it mean he doesn't know about it? Metaltalin. So land, she's not able to sell. Metaltalin, he could sell. Metaltalin, she could sell. What does that mean? Which metaltalin? What she inherits from Yarshim. Rav Yochanan Amar, no, Elu ba'elu yiduin hin. Both karka and metaltalin are known. He might have known about it before the marriage, and therefore she can't sell either. Ve'elu hin she'enan yiduin. The following he doesn't know about. Kol she'yosheves kan, if the woman is sitting here, meaning she resides here, v'naflu nechas min ha'sayam, and she gets an inheritance from, you know, from New Zealand, so from overseas. There's no way for the husband to know about it. That's what it means. He doesn't know about it. It's an inheritance that comes from far away. Tanya nami hachi, we learned in a braisa like this as well. Elohein she'inan yiduin. The following possessions are considered not known. Kol she'yosheves kan, whenever she resides here, v'naflu nechas min ha'sayam, and she gets Yerusha from overseas, that's considered nechasim that are not known to the husband. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it is a great simcha to see everyone in Chodesh Adar, and have a wonderful night. Thank you very much for coming. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.